This cooktop was meant to cook for you, by Yuli Aries, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Hey, Nikki, says Joe, his tousled head popping around the doorway of the kitchen, and Nikki has to clamp down on his instinct to jump guiltily. How someone so vibrant and talkative can be so stealthy is beyond him. Joe, Nikki says, turning to give Joe a small smile. Joe's hair has been growing longer, and his curls are especially wild today, after taking out the trash in the midst of their windiest day. Not that Nikki stares at them longingly when Joe's back is turned. Joe is just bright and friendly. It's natural for your eyes to follow someone like that. Wow, cleaning the grill already, Joe teases, when he sees that Nikki has his grill bricked out. He's using oil to gently scrape up the food char and debris caked onto the grill during the breakfast rush. Nikki looks away quickly to hide his blush. The burners are on, keeping the surface hot while he cleans, still 200 degrees Fahrenheit. If his cheeks are pink, it's the heat. Cleanliness is important, he says, matter of fact. Did you need something? It's a slow day, admits Joe, and grins, the entire focus of his smile on Nikki. I think the wind blew all our customers away. Mind if I watch? Nikki shrugs. Joe can do whatever he likes. Beneath his grill brick, the silver of the grill top is starting to peek through, the oil turning black as his arms methodically scrub, starting on the left side and working his way to the right. The truth is, Nikki used to clean the grills only twice a day, but that was before Copley retired and Andy hired Joe to run the front of house. And Joe, now watching him with his hip cocked against the doorway of the narrow diner kitchen, is perfect. He runs things so smoothly. He's respectful and friendly with the wait staff. He respects the kitchen, and the customers all love him. And sure, maybe all that doesn't matter for a greasy spoon diner, but this place is Nikki's life. He's been working here for 6 years, and even though he knows he has a reputation for being gruff and quiet and having a 1,000-yard murder stare, it matters to him. He likes cooking for truckers who come in after a grueling 11-hour haul, and the bleary nurses coming off shift from the hospital nearby, and the handful of Mexican women who get paid in cash under the table at the laundromat, who all crowd into the same booth and laugh uproariously at each other's jokes, even though they have to be exhausted. These are the people who deserve a home-cooked meal, the people Nikki has always wanted to feed. So he fries up eggs and pancakes and goes through sausages and strips of bacon like there's no tomorrow. And that's the problem. The sausage and the bacon, that is. Because Joe is perfect and Joe is Muslim. So the pork is no good. It's haram. But Nikki can't just stop serving it. That's the menu. It pays the bills. But also he needs to make sure Joe eats when he works his shift. That's what Nikki does for all the staff. Niall loves grilled cheese with anything and everything. His latest creation for her is kimchi, gouda, and cheddar. Booker always wants an omelet. Quinn is still trying to decide if she likes waffles or pancakes more and won't just admit that his French toast is superior to both. Andy gets a bastardized English breakfast with baked beans and fried mushrooms and hash browns, though he'll make her a proper bubble and squeak if she asks nice enough. You work a shift, Nikki makes you something. So Nikki cleans. He cleans the griddle and all his tools between the breakfast and lunch rush, and again between lunch and dinner, so he can guarantee that Joe's meal is halal. He has green stickers that he puts on special containers that he bought for any leftovers, and he keeps them on the top shelf of the fridge to keep anything from dripping on them and getting them contaminated. He has a dedicated cutting board set aside for any halal meats, tucked into a special corner. Nikki adjusts his grip on the grill brick. Having reached the far end of his cooktop, Nikki now works his way back again, taking extra care to scrub into the corners in slow, steady movements, making sure not to splash hot oil onto himself. I can't believe you do that without gloves on, observes Joe. Aren't your hands uncomfortable? You cook as long as I have. You get used to it, Nicky tells him. Says Joe. He does not sound convinced. Nicky continues to put light pressure on the grill brick, biceps working it across the entire thing until all the debris is a black smear of oil. Setting the brick aside, Nicky grabs the edge scraper, tensing his forearm and using it to draw down the dirty oil into the drainage area. The next coat of oil is lighter, and Nicky goes over everything one more time, making sure to get any remaining tough spots on the surface and scraping the sides clean as well, where the oil can splash up. As he continues to work it, really digging into the corners, the oil turns black again. When he finally gets out the scraper again, every pass reveals the shining, gleaming cooktop beneath. It's like paint, says Joe. The oil? Asks Nicky, and makes the mistake of looking over. Joe's still there, looking as dazzling as ever in his black slacks and collared shirt, the diner logo embroidered on the front. No one should look good in one of those. And yet here Joe is, wearing it casually like an unexpected fashion model featured on diners' drive-ins and dives. It's thick, like oil paints. I use oil to clean my paintbrushes, too. You paint? Asked Nicky, struck by a sudden, vivid imagining of Joe, colored dabs of paint flecked across the bridge of his nose. He wonders if Joe could let him clean it off him with the same care and attention Nicky gives his cookware. I do, says Joe. And Nicky turns away from the grill, squatting down to grab a tub of soapy water. It sizzles as it hits the hot cooktop, the scent of lemon filling the air. I've actually got a few pieces hanging up in the coffee shop across the street. His voice pauses, and something tentative creeps into his voice. If you wanted to see them, I could point them out. We could go together. Oh, thinks Nicky, swallowing, eyes leaping up to meet Joe's. Does he mean... Here you are, says Niall, and the small kitchen immediately goes from cramped to overcrowded. Niall, crows Joe, pulling her into a hug. Nicky nods to her over his shoulder, resolutely ignoring the wink she shoots at him. He gets a sponge out and begins working the suds in as Joe asks Niall, Booker didn't leave without saying goodbye, did he? He absolutely did, Niall tells Joe. It's supposed to rain any second now, and he said he wasn't going to wait around for you to emotionally come to terms with his departure. I'll hug him twice as much tomorrow, vows Joe. And it's unclear if it's a promise or a threat. So you two are just hiding in the quiet kitchen, huh? Niall asks, and pulls a small Bluetooth speaker out of her backpack. At least turn the radio on, geez. A few quick swipes of her phone, and something poppy is filtering out of the speakers. Nicky's worked for restaurants that never let the staff play music, saying it disturbs customers. But Joe just grins at Niall, humming off key. And Nicky has to duck his head to hide his laugh. Turns out Joe's not perfect at everything. I'm going to go restock condiments, Niall says. I'll let you know if anyone comes in. And disappears with a wave. Joe turns back to Nicky, and Nicky's brain is abuzz with Joe and paintings and coffee shop. I like coffee, blurts Nicky, accidentally crushing the sponge and squirting hot soapy water across the cooktop. Great, says Joe brightly. It's, you mean the coffee shop, right? That'd be great, he repeats, and then winces. I'm gonna make some more coffee for right now. You want some? Espresso? Asks Nicky hopefully, wringing out a towel for the last step, a bucket of warm water to wash away the soap. His request is a well-worn joke. They're a diner. All their coffee is drip coffee. Though it's a point of pride that it's rarely burned. When there's no response, he turns to look at Joe, who's staring at him, mouth half open. Joe? Nicky asks. Wah, says Joe, head snapping up. I mean, yes. Espresso. One espresso coming right up. Nicky finishes cleaning the cooktop and is pouring out a fresh coat of cooking oil when Joe returns. Shockingly, there's an actual espresso cup in his hand. Nicky takes it from him reverently, his own two fingers hot from the griddle brush against Joe's, Nikki takes a sip. Pure, caffeinated bliss. This is only my third time making it, Joe admits, and Nikki opens his eyes to see him shifting his weight from one foot to the other. So, you know, I watched some tutorials. But if you have any tips I can improve on... Joe, says Nikki, meeting his eyes, it's perfect. Great, says Joe, voice strangled. Anything else I can help with? Meat section, says Nikki, opening the non-meat fridge to grab his dosa batter. There's a container of chicken on the top shelf. Can you grab it? Sure, says Joe, and disappears. Nikki scrubs his hands at the sink and focuses on getting the griddle steaming hot before ladling out the batter, lightly spreading it into a circular shape. He whisks eggs with a bit of salt as it cooks. He'd made the chicken keema that Joe is grabbing the day before, pressure cooking the minced chicken with sautéed onion and green chilies, ginger garlic paste, tomato puree, and a custom masala turmeric spice mix he'd been experimenting with. Joe arrives just as the batter has begun to bubble, and Nikki holds his hand out in silent demand, quickly spooning his egg onto the dosa and then topping it with the chicken keema, spreading it into an even layer. Then he grabs a cover, tossing it over the wrap to cook the egg and warm the chicken. Nikki, says Joe. His voice sounds strange, almost worried, and Nikki looks up sharply. What? He snaps, harsher than he means to. Sorry, he says quickly, wiping his hands on a towel. I meant, is anything wrong? Nothing's wrong, it's just... Joe bites his lip and points at the container containing the chicken keema. Is that a halal sticker? Oh, thinks Nikki. And there's definitely no way the flush he can feel on his face can be explained by the heat of the grill. Yes, he says and looks away. Your food should be ready shortly. Is that why you just cleaned? I like a clean kitchen, hedges Nikki. But when he glances up, Joe is looking at him with puppy dog eyes. And you should be able to eat halal, if that's important to you. Nikki, breathes Joe. And Nikki's never going to get his blush under control if Joe talks to him in that tone of voice. That's incredibly sweet of you. It's not, says Nikki sternly. He would have done it even if Joe wasn't. Wasn't Joe. It's no trouble. He whips the cover off the hot chicken keema dosa, plating it quickly with the slide of his spatula, spinning the plate onto the counter towards Joe. Here's your lunch. Wow, says Joe, sounding stunned. This is even more amazing looking than usual, which is saying a lot. How much extra work is this? I'm pretty sure no part of this is on our menu, he adds. Eggs, says Nikki deadpan, as Joe groans in protest. That doesn't count. You made me espresso. That's not on the menu either. Joe takes a deep breath in and lets it out in a gust. Niall's pop music echoes behind them, tinny and bright. I learned for you, says Joe, the words rushing out of him. Nikki, I'd love to be friends, but if you're interested, I'd really like to take you on a date. Nikki blinks. Please, says Joe, a bit desperately. Joe, Nikki says, seriously, turning so his whole body is facing Joe. There's a swoop in his stomach, terrified and exhilarated, and a little bit hungry all at once. Your espresso is perfect. You are perfect. I would love to go on a date with you. Finally, shouts Niall's voice. Don't you dare interrupt this moment, Niall Freeman, yells Joe. Nikki hands him a fork. Eat before it gets cold, he says. And for once, Nikki doesn't hide the way he watches Joe cut into the dosa, bringing a bite of chicken keema to his mouth. Nikki Genova, groans Joe, eyelashes fluttering as he chews. You're going to ruin me. If that's what you want, Nikki says softly and smirks as Joe chokes loudly. Nikki, he wheezes. You can't, not at work. Have mercy. It's going to be a very good day, Nikki thinks, pleased, and turns up the grill. The end.